Moving on to another major story, this in the world of media, CNN's Lou Dobbs. The last remaining of the founding anchors at CNN, Dobbs began his professional life as a business reporter and anchor, but evolved into a take-no-prisoners advocate on behalf of certain issues, mainly opposing illegal immigration and also against policy measures he believed disadvantaged the middle class. Dobbs increasingly drew vocal critics who've complained for years that he's a demagogue who plays loose with the facts in support of his political views, but Dobbs has insisted he's merely giving voice to millions of Americans unheard by political leaders. Last night, Dobbs abruptly quit the program with an image of an American flag behind him. Dobbs announced it would be his last broadcast. Jonathan Klein, the president of CNN, said that Dobbs has now decided to carry the banner of advocacy journalism elsewhere. Joining us to talk more about this is Eric Dagans. He's a TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. Eric, welcome. Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Let me just play a short clip of Lou Dobbs' statement on the program, and then you can tell us about what you think.
At this point, I'm considering a number of options and directions, and I assure you I will let you know when I set my course. I truly believe that the major issues of our time include the growth of our middle class, the creation of more jobs, health care, immigration policy, the environment, climate change, and our military involvement, of course, in Afghanistan and Iraq. But each of those issues is, in my opinion, informed by our capacity to demonstrate strong resilience of our now weakened capitalist economy and demonstrate the political will to overcome the lack of true representation in Washington, D.C.
Eric, it sounds to me he isn't really clear about what he's going to do next, but what do you think? Why now?
Well, it's hard to know exactly what's going on because Dobbs and CNN haven't really talked to anybody beyond their statements yet. We're hearing that they're going to CNN is going to announce his replacement perhaps today, and then maybe we'll hear more about their side of it. There seems to have been this growing friction between Lou Dobbs and management at CNN, particularly John Klein, the president of the cable channel, because CNN has been positioning itself as straight down the middle. You know, a honest broker in terms of reporting the news, trying to contrast itself with Fox News, which is considered to be friendly to the right, and MSNBC, which is considered to be friendly to the left in its prime time programming, both of those channels. So Dobbs, with his show where he would present his opinion and he would speak out very forcefully on issues like illegal immigration and draw a lot of criticism for the way he handled some facts, was something that was increasingly a problem for CNN. And the Associated Press had a story, I think, yesterday that talked about how CNN has a brand that extends beyond the mothership channel to, tons of outlets, CNN International, websites, and the totality of that brand is about trying to be an honest broker about news and information. So if you have somebody as high profile as Dobbs doing what he's doing, that may conflict with the brand, and there's a sense that there was some friction there.
You know, I talked to him in November of 2007. He was promoting one of his books at that time, whatever his latest book was at that time, and I specifically asked him about that, and here's what he had to say. You're obviously very critical of both parties. There are something, 17 people running for president? Is there not one person running now who you think has the skills, the temperament, the character to lead this country properly?
No, ma'am.
Then why don't you run?
Because I don't think that's my role. I'm an advocacy journalist. I think that's what I do best, and that's where I think I serve the American people the best.
So it wasn't a secret that he considered himself an advocate, and he also said he really had no desire to get into the fray, which is, I think, what a number of people were suggesting that he do. I wonder what changed. And I also wonder what changed in terms of the positioning, because CNN allowed him to take that role for a very long time. I mean, he was doing this secretly.
Well, again, as I said, CNN has increasingly sought to brand itself as straight down the middle, and this is something that is relatively recent. But there's been conflict, I think, about what Dobbs does. I mean, when Dobbs has correspondence from the channel on his show to talk about things that they're reporting, and he asks them very sort of pointed, opinionated questions, it makes things very difficult for people who are trying to objectively cover the Capitol or objectively cover politics when they go on Dobbs' show and they're sort of pressed to give their opinion about things. So I think there's always been a friction there. Dobbs show, particularly when you talk to him, was popular and was a ratings high point for the network. So it was hard for them to I think manage him sometime.
I think that we'll have to, I think there's more to know about this story. Eric Dagans is a TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. He joined us by phone from his office. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.